Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. Critically acclaimed poet Joy Harjo was born in Oklahoma and is a member of the Muscogee Nation and frequently incorporates Muscogee myths, symbols, and values into her writing. Harjo's first publication was a 9-poem chapbook titled The Last Song. It came out in 1975. According to PoetryFoundation.org, Harjo is constantly praised for the depth and thematic concerns in her writings and has emerged as a major figure in contemporary American poetry. In 2015, the Academy of American Poets awarded Joy Harjo with its highest honor, the Wallace Stevens Award, which is given annually to recognize outstanding and proven mastery in the art of poetry. Upon release of her latest collection of poetry, also out in 2015, the San Francisco Chronicle described Harjo as a magician and a master, and said that she is at the top of her form. Her 2015 collection is entitled Conflict Resolution for Holy Beings. Here is a brief excerpt from the poem, This Morning I Pray for My Enemies. It's the heart that asks the question, not my furious mind. The heart is the smaller cousin of the sun. It sees and knows everything. It hears the gnashing, even as it hears the blessing. The door to the mind should only open from the heart. Academy of American Poets Chancellor Alicia Ostreicher said of Harjo, her visionary justice-seeking art transforms personal and collective bitterness to beauty, fragmentation to wholeness, and trauma to healing. The NMU Visiting Writers Series will host Joy Harjo on Thursday, October 5th. Harjo will be sharing her original work at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time at the University Center on the NMU campus in Marquette. Miigwech and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.